But the index of leading indicators, which doesn't get a lot of play in the press, but it should, you're writing here, the gauge of 10 indicators fell for the 15th consecutive month, etc., etc. The LEI is telling us a recession is on the way. John, talk about that for us, would you please? Walk through it.
Yeah, and so when you look at this index of leading indicators, it has 10 different elements to it. When the people who are serious about looking at it look at it, they look at what they call the three Ds, which is depth, which means how far has it fallen, dispersion, which means how many of those 10 things are in decline, and duration, how long has the decline been lasting? And if you get big numbers for each of those, so, you know, the widespread decline, very deep decline, and a long decline, 15 months it's been that this thing has been in decline, you should probably already be in a recession. So what this index is telling us is, I mean, just as we've discussed before, other indicators are saying it as well. Things like the yield curve have been, you know, inverted for long enough that the surprise is that we're not in a recession now. And it almost certainly, unless, you know, this is a historically unprecedented moment, we will be in a recession in the next 12 months.
You know, there's a great phrase on Wall Street, always trying to make the best possible case. This time it'll be different. You know, so it's just an interesting thing. This LEI doesn't get much play, but you walk through it. I've watched it for years. It's a very old-fashioned indicator, and you're right. The depth and duration is very significant, as is the lousy performance. The other thing, John, you just referred to it, the inverted yield curve. I always use the New York Fed yield curve model. Right now it's predicting about a 70% probability of recession in the next year. But, John Carney, the other side of the coin is the Atlanta Fed's GDP tracker is showing a 2.4% GDP growth rate for the second quarter, which ended June 30th. So it's, in a sense, it's, I don't know, there's a disconnect here someplace.
There is. And one of the things that's been happening in the economy is we've had these parts of the economy roll over, go into their own personal, you know, mini recession, while the rest of the economy has done pretty well. So we had housing. Housing seems to be bouncing out of that recession. Manufacturing went into a recession. But I looked at the latest Philadelphia Fed numbers, and that actually shows that a huge jump in the outlook section, so meaning when they ask manufacturers, what are things going to be like 6 months from now, there's been a huge improvement in their outlook. So that means they're going to keep hiring people and keep investing. So that manufacturing may actually be rolling over now into out of the recession that it's been into. Maybe I'm not going to say it's in a growth mode yet, but it's stabilizing. I don't think things are getting worse there. And then the consumer, even though all the consumer surveys say the consumer is down in the dumps, consumers have been the consumer spending numbers have been pretty strong.
And the stock market has been strong.
Absolutely. And people do take that does feed into things like people's willingness to spend, because when they see the stock market's doing well, they say, OK, look, that's giving me a signal that the economy will not, is not about to fall off a cliff. Look, sometimes that signal's wrong. That's, I'm not saying the stock market always gets it right, but people see that we are, you know, we've gone up 18% year to date, something close to that. We're more than 20% off the October lows. We're, you know, close. We're the highest we've been since last April. We're going to soon hit record highs if this keeps on going. And that actually gives people a lot of reassurance and, frankly, encourages them to, you know, do things like take vacations and go out, you know, and spend money.
So, you know, those measures you're just mentioning, your, you know, last couple of paragraphs, that's got soft landing written all over it. But then you come back to these other, the leading indicators and the inverted yield curve say, no, we're going to have a recession. So, John Carney, who's going to win this foot race? Soft landing or recession?
I think what's going to be telling is if we get a revival of inflation. So, in other words, if the economy keeps strengthening, if the consumer is still strong, if manufacturing starts coming back and housing starts coming back, we will have additional inflationary pressures, which will mean the Fed will have to raise rates more, and that's what will put us into a recession. So, you know, it's one of these things where the stronger the economy gets, the more the Fed may have to act to put the brakes on, which then might be the thing that tips us into recession.
Do you think some of these CPI numbers, et cetera, you think they might pop back?
I do. I think that we got a bit of a head fake. That part of it is that the big numbers from a year ago sort of dropped out so that we're not seeing the year-over-year number be so big. Mm. But if you look at the recovery of the housing market, for instance, that is telling us that maybe this long-anticipated housing portion of the CPI, the owner's equivalent of rent and people's rents that was supposed to be bringing down inflation, may not keep doing that. Because look, if you're a landlord and you see home prices are going up, they've gone up 4 months in a row, you're not dropping rents right now. You're actually going to hold them steady or increasing them. So I think that part is actually going to start feeding back into inflation pretty soon.
Energy prices may be creeping back up.
Energy prices are creeping back up, and I'll say services prices are also accelerating as well.
All right. John Carney, terrific stuff. We appreciate it. John Carney, Breitbart News Editor, Economics and Finance, co-author of the daily Breitbart Business Digest. That is a must-read, folks. The Breitbart Business Digest, every single day. John Carney, thanks a million.